When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. The simple concept of sleep deprivation being related to obesity and the feelings of what you feel that you need to eat, those cravings of sugary sort of morsels of food to satisfy this hunger.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, particularly like 10, 11 a.m. I know when I'm in clinic, I'm just grabbing something. And if I've had a bad sleep, then yes, like the temptation to have caffeine and the temptation to have that biscuit that that lovely patient has brought in for the rest of the surgery is there.
I think that one of the things I love about sleep is it's a really complicated interaction between the physiology and the psychology. So I think, you know, if you've had a rough night and you've got, you know, a busy clinic and you feel you deserve the treat on a psychological level, but there is a very definite physiological impact of that as well. And that's the bit I think people don't realize is those cravings are being driven in part by the sleep deprivation, and managing sleep better can help people manage that better. So when you look at good, you know, weight loss plans, I think a lot of them do focus on more than just what to eat. They focus on the whole lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it's about encouraging good habits across the board. So, you know, good sleep is important. Regular exercise is important. Healthy eating is important. Uh-huh. Routine is important.
Yeah.
And all of these things together probably then help to significantly improve your chances of getting rid of the extra pounds and calories that you're carrying quicker and better.
Yeah, and just generally living a healthier lifestyle. Absolutely. Is going to prevent yourself from getting things like diabetes, cardiovascular problems, and cancer as well that's rising in Western countries. Yeah. So there's lots of explanations as to how sleep can be impacting that. We touched very briefly on hormones. Does it affect those hormones, and what sort of hormones are we talking about?
So from an appetite point of view, it's leptin and ghrelin, the ones who help regulate appetite and hunger.
Okay.
And so the main difference is it shifts you towards being hungrier and craving foods that give you more immediate satisfaction, and which tend to be the less healthy foods.
Gotcha.
Sleep is, on one level, a very complex physiological process with lots of things going on, but actually a lot of the time it can be boiled down to relatively simple concepts when we're thinking about it.
Okay. And I know this is going to come up in listeners' heads. So what is the ideal number of hours for sleep in terms of the most perfect restorative sleep? And I'm pretty sure I know the answer you're going to give, but I'm going to ask nonetheless.
So the answer is it's different for everyone. The average is probably for an adult around about 7 to 8 hours, but the range of normal can be quite wide. So I spend a lot of time looking after teenagers, for example. So teenagers need a little bit more sleep. So the median amount of sleep that a teenager needs is probably around about 9.25, 9.5 hours of sleep per night. But that is a normal distribution curve. Mm-hmm. So there are some teenagers who have a normal amount of sleep who will need less sleep than that. Mm-hmm. So we may need only 7 or 8 hours of sleep. But equally, there are teenagers who are perfectly normal who need 10 or 11 hours of sleep. And in our society, getting 10 or 11 hours of sleep is quite challenging.
Absolutely.
So if you are somebody who is genetically wired to need a little bit more sleep, you are going to struggle to fit that in, when particularly when we don't prioritize sleep in general. Simplest, easiest way to know how much sleep you need is if you go on holiday for a week or two and you have nothing constraining your sleep, so you can get to sleep at a consistent time every night and just wake up naturally. The first few days you'll probably sleep a bit more because you'll be catching up the chronic sleep deprivation that you're almost certainly dealing with most of the time. But towards the end of the holiday, you will probably settle into a rhythm where you will go to sleep at a consistent time and you'll wake up at a consistent time. And I'll be willing to bet that that time for most people will be later than the time they would normally wake up in a work day.
Absolutely.
And that,
from personal experience, certainly.
That's probably how much sleep you need.
Right.
So if you go on holiday, at the end of the holiday, you go to sleep at 11 o'clock and you wake up at 7 o'clock, then you probably need 8 hours of sleep.
Okay.
If you are somebody who most nights is going to bed at 11 o'clock on a work day, but you have to get up at 6:30 to get to work, then you're missing an hour and a half of sleep every night. And that has an impact.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the most useful way. Sure. But, so the typical figure that we quote is 7 to 8 hours. Mm-hmm. The average adult in this country, the last time it was looked at in any great depth, is probably getting about 6.8 hours of sleep on average. So most adults are mildly chronically sleep deprived.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.